Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sestrino getting you ready for our live show from Laugh Boston after the latest episode of Survivor. We got a really great show for you guys to listen to. You can also watch the video, hopefully, on our YouTube channel. Go to robiswebsite.com/YouTube to see everything that we have in store for you here tonight. Before we get into our live shows, I always like to mention sometimes these live shows can get a little rowdy, so it might be a little crazier than a normal Survivor Know-It-Alls podcast. So just a word to note that before you go in so there's no surprises. And then I also want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are our friends over at Pro Flowers, who remind you that Mother's Day is around the corner and we don't think enough about moms and where we would be today without our moms, because my mom let me watch a lot of TV. That was what I wanted to do. She let me do it. She let me go on a reality show and didn't tell me that I was crazy. And look where I am now in Boston, getting ready to podcast about a TV show. Can you believe it? Moms deserve more than just one day for Mother's Day. That's why with the 100 blooms from Pro Flowers, they're guaranteed to last for 7 days of fresh, beautiful flowers. Right now, you can send your mom or any special mom in your life 100 colorful blooms with a free glass vase starting at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling with the promo code REALITYTV. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Just choose the delivery date you want and it's guaranteed. You could even get your gift delivered on Mother's Day, May 13th. So the only way to get these 100 colorful blooms in the free vase starting at $19.99 is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner. Use the promo code REALITYTV. That's reality space TV. That's at proflowers.com. Promo code REALITYTV. Enjoy the show from Laugh Boston.
Welcome to Boston! For the Live Know-It-Alls! The smartest guys around are about to break it down like they won the game a million times.
Is anybody out there?
I'm such a panderer. Oh my God.
Steven, it's a live show. Wow. You want these people that are driving to work tomorrow to know that we were here. Yes, Survivor Know-It-Alls here live in Boston, Massachusetts. Rob Sestrino here with Steven Fishback. Steven, how are you tonight?
I'm amped. This is crazy. This is definitely the best venue we've ever had.
Best crowd we've ever had, too.
Best crowd we've ever had. I think the most, like, Survivor winners we've ever had in the house.
Yeah.
And, like, a really exciting episode of Survivor.
Very exciting stuff tonight. Pour one out for Desiree. Yeah.
What? No, come on. She did a good job. What? Come on.
Well, this was an interesting episode, I thought, because it was really like the rise and fall of Desiree all in 1 hour.
Yeah.
It was like she wasn't really part of it, and then she says, hey, I got an idea. Yeah. And next thing, she's out.
But this is why people don't make that move, right? This is, we always wonder why that person at the bottom doesn't go and make a move and try to bring everybody else over and like turn the game upside down. And this is why, because they're going to get their ass handed to them.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's a lot of interesting things, I think, out of Desiree's big decision tonight and her ambitious plan, why it didn't work, what everybody else was thinking in terms of the Malolo people, the Navidi people, and Kellen. So a lot to break down. We've got a lot of great guests that we're going to get on here. We're going to get your questions also. We are streaming live on YouTube.
Where's the camera?
Yeah.
This?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you're looking at it.
Oh, my God.
This is you.
Oh, wow.
People are commenting now about you. Yeah. And we've got so much on the podcast coming up tomorrow. I will speak with Desiree on the exit interview. And then when I get back to the studio, Ben Driebergen will be on the podcast. Whoa.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And then on the weekend, she can't be with us here tonight, but Eliza will be the guest on the feedback show.
Okay. And heckle Rob in her honor.
Yes, please. All right. So, Stephen, tell me about, do you feel like that Desiree did an especially bad job, or did circumstances just conspire against her?
I actually didn't hate what Desiree did, and I think she could have waited a couple of weeks, but, you know, I thought, you know, you so often see people approach, you know, when they're in that, the fact that Desiree recognized where she was in the alliance pecking order and realized, I have got to make a move to do something, like, that is such a rare thing, and I feel like we should give her credit for that, even as we mock her for getting voted out.
I don't know if I'm going to mock her for getting voted out. We've all been through it, some of us more than once. But I was very surprised that Desiree's target, though, was Kellen, that the person that she had been working with, instead of somebody who's equally as big of a target in Dominic or Wendell, who she had not been working as close with. It was like the person that she was in very close with that would never see it coming, she wanted to go after.
Yeah, that was interesting, because, you know, that's part of why Kellen couldn't believe it, right, is that she had been with Desiree the entire time. Is that right? They were together on all of the different tribes. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. And then ultimately, she said that she wanted to go after Kellen because she was the biggest threat. She couldn't beat her at the end.
Which was great. And she's right. She can't beat Kellen at the end. And that, I think that was, it was a great call. And the way she approached the Malolos, I thought, was really good. You know, sometimes you see people who are in this superior position, they come to the minority alliance and they're like, you guys have to go with me. You have to, you know, they treat them with, like, you know, with disgust and condescension.
Yeah.
And I felt like Desiree approached them with respect. And she said, you know, I would like to work with you guys. You know, let's make a move together. You're not going to believe this, but I want to turn on my alliance. And it's actually a really good proposition for the Malolos. And that's the kind of thing I want to talk about with you, too, is like, did the Malolos make a mistake by not taking her up on this? Because she's saying, you know, I'm here with Angela and Chelsea. There's three of us in the Navidi group who are willing to flip. There's four of you Malolos. That gives the Malolos the numbers in that group.
So a couple of things with that. I wonder if Desiree played it too fast in going to a group of people and not only just saying, hey, are you guys interested in potentially flipping, but also giving out the target. Maybe that was too much information. It also seems like that people in this season don't really like it when you just come to them with a plan. It's like you need to have the social relationship with people before then they feel comfortable to vote with you. But I want to get into what you're talking about with the Malolos. Did they screw this up by not going along with this plan? And, you know, I think that we've seen Laurel and Donathan have this same conversation a couple of weeks in a row where somebody is talking to them about, like, hey, let's vote as a Malolo group. Donathan's like, you know, I'm thinking about it. And Laurel's like, I don't know. She doesn't want. Yeah, yes, there is a guy who's yelling. He's
Thank
with
you.
Steven.
Yes.
Bruce Peter, many
yeah.
times.
Yeah.
And so Laurel clearly does not want to be part of this thing. And I think that was evidenced by that she went to Dominic and blew up the whole plan. So do you feel like, yes, she's loyal to Wendell and Dominic, but should she have let this thing play out?
I mean, I'm of two minds about this, right? On the one hand, you know, to, like, what Laurel says is, I feel more comfortable with Wendell and Dominic. And, you know, it's day, I think, 26. You know, there's still 11 people left in the game. You know, it's easy for us to say, watching, like, that group should lie. But if they don't have that relationship of trust with Desiree, then it's hard to, you know, move forward and navigate the game with her. And if, you know, just because Desiree sits down with him one afternoon and says, hey, let's make a move, they don't know that she's serious about that. They don't know what she's going to be like in one day or 2 days. So I think it's a lot hard. I understand why Laurel would have hesitations. And that said, you know, I think a lot, I was wondering while I was watching this, is Laurel more in the situation like Sophie in South Pacific, who realized that maintaining this alliance hierarchy is really great for her game? Or is she more like Albert in South Pacific, who, you know, he kept on wanting to make a move, but he never made a move, and it ended up costing him?
I don't know if I would put her in either one of those two boxes. I would. Yes, Steve has his own cheering section right here. Yes.
This is a bum. Yes. I paid off the street. Yes.
Okay. But I don't know if I'd put her in either one of those boxes. Like, I don't think it was necessarily a bad move for her to not want this to happen right now. But I kind of like for Laurel, where she is in the game, to have her be sort of like in Littlefinger mode. And I think that what is in her best interest is for Navidi to kind of self-destruct and for people to be like, I think that the Dominic and Kellen war is potentially a good thing for her. But which I guess it inadvertently started, but I don't know, was that her intention?
Probably, maybe not her intention.
Because I thought Kellen had a really bad night tonight, and I'm a Kellen fan.
Yeah.
I thought Kellen had a really bad night, and I thought she dodged a bullet of having a terrible night.
Yeah.
Of then really getting it. Like, it seemed like she ultimately subsided, but I do think that the Dominic and Dominic Wendell versus Kellen war is coming, and I think that Kellen is way outgunned.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Laurel, like, broached that conversation perfectly with Dominic. You know, I just don't know what's going on with Desiree. You know, I don't know what she's up to. She happens to be tossing out all of your names and wants to vote you out. Like, what's going on with that? You know, I thought she did that really, really, really well. And so clearly, like, creating that dissension in Navidi is her goal. But if her goal is also to go to the end with Dominic and Wendell and Kellen, you know, are there two people in that group she can beat? Like, what is Laurel's end game plan?
Yeah, that we don't know yet. That we don't know, and that's going to maybe come down the road at like 5 or... And the problem is they both have idols, so it's got to come earlier than that. But I want to get into... Okay, so we got to the point where Kellen ends up being told by Dominic, hey, Laurel told me this about Desiree, and Kellen's like, no way. Those girls are with me. No way they're flipping on me. And now the problem with what Laurel did is now it comes back, and now that Laurel is losing social capital. People are accusing her of being a liar because she was the messenger of this bad news. And now it comes down to who's lying, Laurel or Desiree. And I thought that Desiree had I thought she made the wrong move to try to paint it that, no, I don't know where anybody's getting this from. Laurel is a liar. I think at the point that she was exposed, she has to steer into the curve, Stephen.
So you think she should have gone to people and said, yes, I tried to make a move?
Yeah, you know what? She got voted out anyway. So it's sort of like, you know, what do you have to lose? But I think that she did a bad job of convincing people that she didn't go and do that. It was 4-1. Everybody had, corroborated the story. Everybody had the same story. And also, I thought that Desiree did a bad job of every time, like, somebody turned to her and, like, gave her an opportunity to defend herself, she was, like, trying to rush through the conversation.
Even, right.
Yeah, what was the word that Dominic said? She's erratic. And she kept saying, okay, I'll tell you one time how this went. Can we just vote? Like, she was just in a hurry the whole episode to get through it. And I think the guilty person doesn't want to, like, all right, let's go through this one more again for your sake. Like, the guilty person, like, can we move on?
Yeah.
Can we get on to the next thing? Are we still talking about this whole thing? And so I thought she came across very guilty, I thought, throughout the whole conversation. Even though Kellen swore up and down that Desiree was, she believed her.
I thought it was less about the message and more about the way she delivered the message, right? I think she should deny it, but I thought the way that she, you know, she pops up in the conversation, rushes through, you know, absolutely not, I didn't say this, you're lying, okay, I'm off. And then, like, that sort of, like, sense of, yeah, her being erratic, I think, made her seem untrustworthy, but I felt like there was a way that maybe she could have delivered the same message of, this is so ridiculous, obviously they're saying this, don't believe it. Mm-hmm. You know, if she could have maintained her cool and said this, dismiss it in the same way, you know, maybe it could have been forgotten. I mean, do you think there's...
I don't think so. I don't think anybody's going to forget this. Yeah. It just comes back to that I don't understand why she wanted Kellen gone first, and we'll ask her on the exit interview, but if she wants, like, Dominic gone first, and then she finds out that Laurel went back and told Dominic, I feel like that she has the information to go to Kellen and say, hey, Laurel is working with Dominic, and then she's telling him everything, and Kellen, potentially, if they could get her to launch the first shot in Kellen versus Dominic... I just think that there were a lot of pieces on the board. It could have gone differently.
Well, do you not think, like, obviously we don't know what each of the different survivors know, but if you're making the pitch, if you're Desiree and you're making that pitch to Laurel and Donathan, isn't it better to suggest Kellen than Wendell or Dominic? Because we don't know if Desiree knows this, but Laurel and Donathan are in this alliance mm-hmm. with Dominic and Wendell. And it's possible that, you know, Desiree has picked up on that to some degree. Like, Kellen seems like the perfect target to pitch.
But she's with her, so I feel like get rid of the other guys who are, you know, I guess I feel like... Yeah, we're going to need you to not talk during the show, please. Please, very distracting. I think for Kellen, I think she was not the right person to go after. I won't come down from this, Steven. You won't convince me.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. But I want to go back to the conversation that Kellen had with Dominic during the episode when Dominic had gone to Michael.
Right.
And said, Michael, all the big guns have to stay together from now on. All these women are winning immunity challenges. We need to work together. And... you know, Kellen was like, hey, what happened to Michael? What happened to Michael being the plan? And she said, us girls want Michael to go home. And when do we want it?
Now!
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought that while Kellen had been on the same page with Dominic and Wendell throughout the whole game, this was the first time we saw a major disagreement between some of the power players.
Right, which is obviously, I mean, the result, you know, regardless of whether Laurel made the perfect decision or not, the result of what she did do was fantastic, right? That Desiree got voted out, Navidi got voted out, all four Malolos are still there, and now the Navidis are turning on each other. And to some degree, that had to be Laurel's plan.
You think so?
I mean, yeah, of course. You know, she says to Dominic, what's going on with your own alliance?
I don't know. I mean, that the problem for Desiree was, I think that the Malolos saw it as a win, even if they got out any Navidi number.
But it is, right? Like, Michael is still there. For Laurel,
it's
like...
a win, but that was a piece they needed to really change things around.
Right.
Like, I feel like if these Malolos that are at the bottom are going to go on to win the game, like, I think that they need to be sitting there with a couple of Navidi people that are the bottom feeders that everybody's mad at for flipping.
So you're Laurel. You're in that situation. Do you make that move?
Which move? To vote against...
To vote out Kellen.
To vote Kellen out? I mean, honestly, for Laurel, that... Kellen is somebody that she's not attached to in any way. She has two alliances. She has Malolo, and she has Dominic and Wendell. And Kellen is not part of either of those groups. And I think it would have been a good thing for Laurel to have Kellen out of the game. The problem is, at what cost do Dominic and Wendell not trust her anymore if she goes ahead and makes that move?
My thought is, if she makes that move, right, the blowback really hits Desiree and Chelsea more, right? Because they're the ones who have actually betrayed their tribe. Mm-hmm. They're, people are going to be most pissed at the tribe traders over the Malolos for voting together.
Yeah.
And Dominic and Wendell are going to be so worried about getting voted out next, they're going to do anything.
This is very tricky stuff.
Yeah.
The other big question I have from the episode is, what did Chelsea know and when did she know it? Did Chelsea ever... Did Desiree ever let... Chelsea and potentially Angela in on this plan, or did she go to Malolo first?
I feel like talking about what Chelsea's plan was is more like, it's like one of those like tests is like more indicative of your point of view than it is about Chelsea's point of view. Yeah. You know, but I thought that Chelsea was in on it. I thought she legitimately would have flipped.
I feel like from the episode that Chelsea was not in on it. That Desiree, yes, please, sir, that you can't, I need to talk to Steven now. But that I think that that Desiree said, I can get Chelsea, I can get Angela. She didn't say that she had them and that they were in on it. We never saw the conversation of Desiree, Chelsea, and Angela. Okay, today's the day. We're going to go to Malolo. We're going to talk about this.
Again, I think this is like reading tea leaves. It's like as much about the prophet as it is the prophecy.
But I think if that happened, we would see it, no?
But we saw, you know, at tribal council, Jeff asks Chelsea. She's very evasive about it.
Because I feel like that Chelsea was like one of these people that's like, boy, I didn't know about this plan, so obviously they're lying. Like, I think that she was like a witness that was being called on Desiree's behalf.
I don't know. We could go back and forth about what
all
Chelsea
right, well, really let's believe, not, well, yeah. Let's not get too much in the weeds on that.
Angela's face, by the way, when Desiree went home, Angela like looked legitimately stricken.
Yeah. She was upset.
Yeah, she was sad.
Well, Angela felt like, boy, that could have just as easily been me.
Right. Or it could have just as easily been Kellen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you agree, though, that the Dominic versus Kellen war is coming?
Something is happening, yes. Not a great episode for Kellen's like pulse on the tribe.
This was the first time I think that Kellen had a bad episode. And this was, we talked about Kellen's gut the whole season. She keeps talking about my gut tells me it's like the 19th Castaway this season, Kellen's gut. And she says, my gut is saying it's too early to get rid of one of the Navidi. My gut is telling me that that Desiree is telling the truth here, and the gut is not being her friend.
Yeah, the gut was wrong about everything. Yeah.
maybe
it was that reward.
Yeah. Again!
Yeah, it was a reward.
Yeah.
That picnic.
Yeah. And how about Chelsea? Give it up for Chelsea. She didn't sit out, and she won! Yeah.
Chelsea won the, like, do nothing, the don't move challenge. Yeah.
Yes, perfect. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Good job there. So, who do you feel like is out next?
Oh, my gosh.
Where do we go from here?
I do worry about Michael still. I think every week Michael is going to be one of the viable targets. Kellen could very well be out now that this Kellen-Dominic thing is happening. I don't know who else. Like, Michael, Kellen, Chelsea, I guess. Like, who else is in the mix?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see whether Angela. The target goes back to Michael, who I think had a great night, that he needed something big to happen to get off of having the crosshairs on his back. And so that did happen for him tonight, at least that there were some cracks in Navidi. So there's still 4 Malolos left, 6 Navidi.
Yeah, the odds are evening. I mean, the numbers are quickly switching. You know, 7-4 to 6-4, that's a big difference. You get one person, to flip. And
yeah, but the issue is, at some point, will Laurel ever want to make that move?
Right. I do think that's the big question for Laurel is, that seems to be her driving story is what is Laurel's move and when is she going to make it? And every week, like you're saying, Laurel's presented with this move. Donathan wants to go forward with it and Laurel negs it. And it really reminded me of that Albert-Sophie dynamic. No?
I think that the issue with that I have with that is that Sophie was with Coach and she felt like, well, this guy is a buffoon. That, again, I'm projecting for Sophie, but if I get to the end with him, I'll win.
Right. But we didn't know that at the time. I mean, no one knew Coach was a buffoon.
I think that's... that Sophie felt like if I get to the end, okay, and Albert was like, no, I gotta pad my resume.
Yeah.
So Sophie was like, no, this is a good thing. I gotta keep Albert from messing this up because this is gonna be a good thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know if Laurel is in either one of these positions. I can't think that she sees, oh, Dominic and Wendell are such idiots that if I get to the end, I'll beat them. And then also I think that she probably realizes that she needs to upset the status quo, but she may not know how.
Right. I think what about, were you sad about Angela?
She got no vote.
No vote. Very sad.
I was fine with it.
Yeah. Were you happy about Donovan?
Donovan finding the idol is interesting. I'd love to talk about that. So he finds the clue to one half of the idol that was not played to save Scott Pollard, the super idol.
Yeah.
And now we have to reverse the curse of this. What the curse is? We don't really. The more of the curse was that Ty never got to play it because Joe Del Campo got medevaced. That was the curse.
Yeah.
And
Joe Del Campo has been living on Ghost Island.
Yeah, he got cursed, not Scott. Yeah. And so then, Donovan had to go find the other part of the idol. And so he needed to reach underneath the shelter. But I was surprised, Stephen, that he recruited all of the Malolos in on this. And I think that you see like a shift between Laurel and Donovan, where I think Laurel is more loyal to Dominic and Wendell. And it seems like Donovan is more loyal to potentially going back with Malolo.
I think that's right. I think that's exactly right. And we see Donovan, you know, even when he went off looking for that idol, it was with Michael, with like the presumably the idea that they would save Michael in some way. And you know, for Donovan, he has been waiting for that moment to vote against the majority alliance, and Laurel not necessarily so much.
Yeah, and so I think that this is a bad thing for Donovan, because I think that Laurel could potentially tell on him.
Wow. Oh, wow. Maybe so.
I mean, if he's considering that Laurel is like the person that's coming in with the fire extinguisher and putting out these fires for Dominic and Wendell that they don't even know about yet, and then she's going to be in on the plan when the four Malolo talk about, all right, tonight's the night we make our move. And if Laurel isn't feeling it, she's going to come in. And that's it.
A classic tattletale edit. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. At some point, though, she's got to make the jump.
Interesting.
But she's got to figure out who she wants to work with.
Yeah.
Like she doesn't seem, she has Donovan, but she doesn't seem to have another close ally or two on the other side that she would feel comfortable jumping with. She's like got a real catch 22.
It's interesting that even when the Malolos talk about the Malolos, they still sort of exclude Michael from that group. Like when Desiree was talking to them, she was saying, we can bring Michael in for this one vote, you know, and then we'll work on the other things. Michael is the sort of outlier, even in that group.
Yeah. I thought it was also really good for Dominic and Wendell that they lost the reward challenge today, because I think that their profile was getting really big in the game, and then the fact that it's like that they were the captains of the team that was like pretty hapless in the reward challenge. Like I think had they gone and really dominated that reward challenge, I think that would have been a bad look for them in terms of like, we got like anybody they win a challenge, you start thinking about them like, oh, they're really a force to be reckoned with. And it's been good in their favor. They haven't even won any of these challenges. It's been all women that have won the immunity challenges so far. And that's, I think that's helped them.
And it was great that Sebastian got to get high.
Yes. Yeah. Again, how funny is that? That he said, we don't even need food because we are so high. Yeah. Which I've heard is the opposite. Goes the other way. Okay. Steve, this is going even better than in the dream I had last night, except Martin Sheen was here.
Oh my gosh.
Panel.
What happened?
Yes.
Remind you to tell me about it. Yeah.
Was it Martin Sheen or Denise Martin Sheen? All right, we've got so many great guests,
so many
that we want to get to here tonight. Maybe the most we've ever had.
So certainly the most great guests we've ever had.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So let's bring people up. I like when we did. We haven't done this in a while.
Oh.
Let's bring up a person and then they can pick a person and then they can pick the next person.
Oh, that's fun. It's like that reward challenge. You like choose teams.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was always last. I was like the Donovan.
Yeah, and then nobody gets mad at us of, oh, why didn't you pick us? Why didn't you pick us? Okay. All right. All right, who do we want first though?
I can't, it's just like a massive screaming.
Okay.
Someone we've never had.
Okay. All right. Yes. How about we go with Denise Martin Sheen?
Yeah.
Lunch Lady Denise is here. Give it up. Rise for Queen Denise.
When Denise, when I first...
Yes, here she is. Denise, come sit over here. Yes.
The first time I met Denise was at the Token Jeans finale. She showed up with a backpack full of beer. Yeah! It was great.
Multi-Bob stole my idea. He's like, that is the best idea I ever heard. I'm going to do that every time.
Denise is wearing a Bruins jersey tonight.
Go Bees.
How's the game going?
Not good.
Yes. Okay, we won't talk about that.
4-3, last I heard.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
Second period.
All right.
Denise. Third period now, you guys know. You in the know of it.
Okay, Denise, we're not going to talk about that right now. Okay. Denise, how have you been? How have you been? Good?
I'm doing well. I'm doing good.
Yeah, so happy to see you. Everybody's so happy to have you out here.
This is great. Glad you guys are in town. It's about time.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
All right, don't you agree? They're all over there on board.
All right, Denise,
yes.
That we got to see this season on Ghost Island, James's idol came back.
Oh, my God, that guy. you want to slap him? Because I did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Did you feel like that Michael played...
Did you see me on that show? Because I was on that TV show.
Michael played the idol.
I'm not gonna get the question out.
Yes,
know.
Michael played the idol the wrong way. Do you believe that idol is cursed?
Well, yes. Obviously. Yeah. Okay, because we were going to tribal and I'm like, James, just let me hold it for tonight. And he's like, no, you don't need it. I'm like, yeah, James, maybe on the next one I might need it. I'm not going to use it. I'll just take it with me. And he's like, no, you're safe. Don't worry about it. No worries. I'm like, yeah. And I'm thinking, dude, you're fucking going home. What the fuck? Seriously. Straight.
They said in this season, Michael said he thought that was the dumbest move in Survivor history.
Not quite. Did you meet Eric, the spoon guy? With the ice cream
scoop? The spoon guy.
The ice cream scoop guy? You know him.
Yeah, I know what happened.
Oh, no, Eric, you're safe. Just give it to me. Yeah, dumb. I told him that, too, just so you're all clear.
Yeah. So, Denise... Denise, who do you like this season?
Bash.
Who?
Sebastian.
What? Really? Seabass.
Really?
Bash!
Did you like it when he said that he was gonna, that he didn't need food because he was up in the plane so high?
Oh, yeah. Did you see that picture of him on 420 where he's like, ugh.
Tony Baloney.
I'm in the know. And we just met Rob. And we don't know.
I know.
All right.
Who don't you like this season, Denise?
Well, I don't know. I like them all till the end, and then I decide, I'm like, you know.
Based on who wins?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
It wasn't you, Steve. Just
Did you think that Desiree jumped the gun, Denise?
Oh, yeah, they always do. They're so confident. They're like, I'm going to stir the pot. No, you're not going to stir the pot. You're going to go home.
Yeah. I heard Sebastian stirs the pot all the time. And they never even show it.
No. He smokes the pot all
that's
the
right.
time.
All right, Denise, let's
go. Sorry, Bash, but I love you, man.
Denise,
we
have another chair right here. Who should we have up here with us? It's like The Price is Right.
Whoa. What survivors do we have here today?
A lot.
Oh.
A lot, but it's a short show.
Okay, I'm going to go with my buddy right here, Britt.
Yeah. Okay. Here he is, Mr. Boston. You stay, you stay.
Yeah.
All right, here he is. Come see, come see. All right, here's Brett. Brett LaBelle, everybody, brought us all here tonight.
Brett LaBelle was instrumental in making this all happen tonight.
Well, listen, someone had to get you here.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Brett, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
Didn't Brett do a great job singing the song?
That was awesome, Bill.
Well, they got me drunk last night, Rob, so yeah. My voice is kind of gone, but I did the best I could for you.
Oh, you did.
Steven,
yeah.
Did you like it?
I was beautiful, my
thank
God.
You, buddy. Thank you.
Was that ukulele?
It was Renee
enchanting.
Rancourt.
Yeah.
It was like I was
not
under
quite.
The sea.
Yeah. Brett, did you relate at all with the position that Desiree is in the game, where it's like, okay, I feel like I need to make some, I gotta do something, but you know, what is the right time to make a move?
No, I think she had a great idea, right? I liked it. I thought, well, this is kind of a good time to make a move. Let's you know, it's an interesting time to make a move, but I was all for it for her. But I think maybe pull one person aside, not the whole group. You know?
Yeah.
I liked when she attacked the whole group and who's like, never mind.
No, that I agree. That's the problem, right? Is that she goes to four people rather than one person.
Yes. I think if you had pulled one person aside, because then it would be their word against hers, and you don't have four people say, hey, we were all there. We heard it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm glad Dominicky there stood up. And what's his name?
Dominic?
Dom.
No, not
Dom.
Donathan. Donathan.
Yeah, what kind of name is that? Sorry, buddy. We're from Boston.
Do we have any Donathans here tonight?
No.
When Will Wall pulled you aside, it was a similar thing, right?
Yes. When Will Wall pulled me aside, it was a similar thing. No, Will pulled us aside, and he was kind of backing orders at us. So that's kind of it went south from there. But
yeah, but I think that's a good point that you make. That I think that more often than not on Survivor, Big Brother, and when you're one person and you pitch a group on an idea, and you're not somebody who's part of that group, where it's like, okay, here's the meeting of our four person alliance, and let's talk about ideas. If you're a newcomer to that group, I feel like that, you know, 99% of the time it is not received well, and then that person walks away like, oh boy, that, like, what are they thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you too. I mean, I think that if there's somebody on that foursome that she's probably close with, right? You know, they talk a lot, they're friendly. That's the person you pull aside. You get you cozy up next to them. You know, you say, hey, listen, I'm thinking of maybe making a move. What do you think? Would the other people be on board? And I think maybe that would have she could have kind of slid in a little better than she did, you know.
Denise is reading my notes. Denise, get out of here.
Oh, my God.
How can you read his handwriting?
What's happening?
Horrible penmanship.
Sorry, Denise. Denise, what do you think of this guy, Michael, who's 18 years old
on
the season?
The guy's incredible. He's like pretending he's 23. Like, who can get away with that?
Wait, there's no way he's really 18, right?
No, he's really 18, I guess, so I don't know.
He's
what
playing.
Difference is he 18, 25? The kid's doing great.
Yeah.
He's doing better than half of the people that are on there, so.
Oh, yeah.
Sebastian's still going to win, just so.
Okay. All right, Denise.
I'm leaving now.
Denise, thank you so much. Denise, you were great. You're great, Denise.
I love you, Denise.
Right. Denise, who do you want to come up here?
Mama C.
All right, let's talk to Mama C.
Hello.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Denise. You're the best. Good. Thank you.
I need hugs. I'm a hugger.
Okay. Hope the Bruins come back for you. Okay. Okay. Give it up for Mama C, everybody. Okay. Carolyn, how you been?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, Mama C. Mama C. What do you prefer, Mama C or Carolyn?
It's Mama C.
Mama C.
Mama C.
Mama C. Bass.
If I say Carolyn, people are like, who? Carolyn, okay. Who? Mama C.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think about everything tonight?
Well, I mean, poor Desi.
Poor Desi.
Poor Desi. Yeah, she tried. I mean, I think it was a good try, but I agree with you. I mean, I don't think she had Chelsea. I don't think she talked to... Angela was on Ghost Island. When did she talk to her?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, it didn't happen. So she was saying that she could get them pulled in, but I don't think she had them anywhere close. So that was very risky.
So you think it was the right move for, like, Laurel and the Malolos to not go along with her because it wasn't a reliable offer?
I think she wasn't... she didn't really have a plan that I would feel comfortable backing.
Right.
You know, you have to have, like, strong people. You have to know that people are going to be on your side, and I don't think she had that. And so, I mean, I think she was trying to stir the pot a little bit, and the other guys were like, oh, maybe this is going to work, but I don't even think she had them on their on her side. So I think it was like a weak plan at this point.
Now, Carolyn, you were in a big alliance, and you felt like that you wanted to make a move to be able to get further in the game. And much like we saw Desiree want to go after Kellen, who was somebody that she had been close with, you wanted to take out Tyler, who was a great friend of ours. But
it's, girls got to make a move.
Can you speak to that? Why, when you want to make a move, would you think, okay, well, is it because they'll never see it coming?
Well, first of all,
or is this a totally unique and different circumstance?
That Tyler vote all went down was Rodney's birthday.
Oh.
And Rodney was a little pissed off at me.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not going to lie. He was a little annoyed. And so I won immunity that day.
Yes.
And when they were back at camp, they were all like, Mama C's dead. I hate Mama C. Mama C's going home. Right? I'm hungry. So... So anyway, when you know, Tyler was in on that discussion, Tyler was going along with it, and I mean, quite frankly, I knew if I was sitting next to him in the end, I probably wasn't going to win next to him. So, you know, time's ticking, and so I made the move.
But why go for the person, like, I mean, you know, why go for the person who it seemed like you were closest with, right? In the same way that it seemed like Kellen and Desiree are closest.
I was. However, he was the only one that knew I had an idol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he could blow up my game. And he was a challenge threat. That, you know, I was worried maybe I couldn't beat him in challenges. There were only two challenge threats, and one kept winning, and the other one didn't. So it was time. So,
do you think that to some degree Desiree looks at it, and that and Brett, you could jump in on this too, that does she look at it like, okay, well, Kellen is like my boss out here, and if I get rid of her, she's the ringleader of my group, I'll be the new leader of Chelsea and Angela.
Yeah, I think there's probably a little of that. I mean, why wouldn't she want to get rid of Kellen? You know what I mean? I think she definitely had the right idea of trying to make a move. I just, like...
Execute.
Yeah, horrible execution. Yeah, horrible execution.
When Chris went home, right, Angela was like, I'm free. Like, now I'm a free agent. Now I can do what I want. Maybe Desiree feels like that. I think that's a great observation.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now I'm calling the shots. That's what we all want.
Yeah.
Right, so you're going to take me out, Steven?
Yeah, shots. Let's go. Yeah. All
right. I did like when she was like... head bobbing with Dom. Yeah. You go, Kellen.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We got so many people.
Yes. I have to get my sweet love up here, Chris Hammonds.
Okay.
Chris Hammonds, come on up here.
All right. Okay.
This is a guy. So I actually am really curious. Like, I feel
good for Chris Hammonds.
I felt like when Laurel was considering making a move on Kellen, maybe it was like a little bit like you and Zeke, you know, or I guess even better when like Desiree is considering making a move on Kellen. Like you and Zeke, you're running the show, you're in charge, and then you're going to turn on each other and upset the whole thing.
Yeah, it could be. I agree with everybody. I think Desiree just made. She just made the move at the wrong time. The execution was really poor. Great idea, but the concept just didn't work. But similar to Zeke and I, I think obviously Zeke's plan worked a little better, or Dave's plan worked a little better than Desiree's. Mm-hmm. But at the end, Zeke's plan probably didn't work because he and I might have been sitting at the end had he not voted me out.
Well, this is interesting to bring up as we start to get to where Kellen and Dominic potentially are going to get into a rift of, okay, who's with who now? And unfortunately for Kellen, that Desiree was a Kellen person previously, even though Desiree flipped on Kellen. And also Michael was a Kellen person. And now Michael's a Dominic person. There's not that many people left that are Kellen people. Yeah. And so it looks bad. I mean, can they repair sides? Is it too late?
I think it's too late. I think Kellen, I agree with you. She had a bad episode. This was a bad move on her part, opening the mouth about the girls. And now I don't think she can. And it's good news for Michael. I think Michael's got new life, which I like. I like Michael a lot. I hope he goes far in the show. So I think for Michael, it's great. But Kellen's got an uphill battle now. And I like Kellen, but she drew a line in the sand that she can't win.
Well, what do you do if you're like the Cali? Like, what if you're the top dog? You know, like you in your position in Millennials versus Gen X, right before you were voted out. Where did it all go wrong? You know, what do you do when you're in that dominant position to like stop the other people from turning on you?
You know, it's hard. You got to go with your gut. Which Kellen's gut is not going.
Yeah.
I went with my gut. It didn't work. Mm-hmm. So maybe we should get away from guts, okay? But, you know, you got to go with your gut. You got to go with what you feel at the moment, and you give it a go. But when a Zeke or somebody like that turns on you, there's nothing you can do. You're going home. You're history. And Kellen, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be a blindside with Kellen. I think it's going to be a war. And I think Dominic and Wendell, they've got the upper hand in this.
Mom, see. Denise is 4-4. Okay,
4-4.
Denise is giving score updates for the hockey game. Okay, Carolyn, what about where Laurel was tonight? Do you feel like that it would have been in her best interest to go through with what Desiree was pitching?
Honestly, I think that Desiree was no. I don't think it was because. I don't think I would have followed Desiree. She just didn't seem like she had a plan. She didn't seem like she had people behind her. But I don't think it's over for Kellen yet, because remember, there's four Malolo. And, you know, Kellen, you know, can bring in, I don't think
but
it's
over
yet.
But can she ever get Laurel on her side? Like, Laurel seems like she's in so tight with Dominic and Wendell. Will she ever go with the Kellen side?
Well,
Kellen has an extra vote.
Right. Kellen has an extra vote. But let's say you've got Laurel, you've got Dom, you've got Wendell. Right?
Yeah.
Those are the three strong. There's
right.
still seven other people.
Yeah.
So there's potential to still bring people in. Michael is scared shitless, so he's gonna help somewhere, you know?
Right.
I mean, and, you know, maybe he doesn't want to stick with the guys because everyone wants to vote them out,
mm-hmm.
right? So I don't know. I don't think it's over for her yet. If she can figure out a way to make things happen,
Laurel might end up being one of the people that gets flipped on at that point,
right.
as opposed to one of the people that's flipping,
right? Because, you know, maybe Kellen stirs the pot and says, hey, you think Laurel's with you, but look, she's over there, you know.
Does she talk like that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I think Laurel made the right move. It's early in the game. This is not deep in the game. There's 11 people left, and if you have a certain amount of trust in somebody like she has in Dom and Wendell, you kind of have to roll with it for a while. Obviously, she'll have to flip on them eventually or they're going to just win the game.
Right.
But I don't blame her at this point. You got family visits and deeper in the game and all this on your mind at the time. And if you trust somebody, then you got to go with them for a while. I mean, till 5 or 6, and then you can start going after blood.
So, like, that's 6? That's the right time to make the move?
It might be the right time for Laurel, but others like Desiree, they might have to make the move earlier when there's more numbers, obviously. But, you know, Desiree, just execution. Brett hit it on the head. She should have went to one or two people, not a whole group, and threw out this crazy plan that she really may not even have the backing for.
Right.
The other thing I was thinking is if Desiree waits till 9, you know, then she says at 9 people, there's 2 Malolos gone. You know, let's say Michael's gone. Let's say Jen is gone, maybe. You know, at that point, she's got her. I've got her. You know, there's 9 people. She's got her, Chelsea, and Angela. Maybe, you know, to Mama C's point, like maybe not, but maybe she does. And then she asks for 2 more people. It's a little bit easier to manage those numbers than this, you know, this huge alliance she's like proposing to cobble together.
Okay. All right. I want to get to questions. We got still a lot of people to get to. So thank you both so much.
Yeah. Bring up Bob Trolley.
All right. I want to mix things up a little bit. Okay. Michelle. Mavisi is calling. Michelle. Let's do Michelle and Adam together.
Adam, let's go.
I feel like this is like the Academy Awards. They should present together.
The Million Dollar Babies, my God, yes. The young millionaires.
Get another chair, bring Jeremy.
No, we'll get to everybody. Okay, here comes Adam. Here comes Michelle. Michelle and Adam are here. Michelle, how are you?
I'm dandy. Thank you guys for coming to my hometown. I appreciate it. Current hometown.
Adam, how are you?
I still love you.
What a big crowd. A big, juicy, loud crowd. Look at all these people. I couldn't see it from my seat, but there are a lot of people here. This is awesome. Yeah.
Michelle,
wow, it's packed.
Tonight we got to see the return of Scott's idol to Survivor. Did you know that was a cursed idol?
Well, I knew it was cursed for Scott. I know he's been living it over and over and over again. So, yeah, I was happy to see it on there. I felt that curse pretty intensely. So,
Scott? Do you think Scott was happy to see? Like, you know, when you watch yourself be humiliated on TV again, there's an element of in part you're delighted to see yourself on television, but in part you're also not delighted to see yourself humiliated. Where do you think Scott was on?
I don't know. He's an hour behind when he watches, so
we're waiting for the explosion.
I sent him a really creepy, like, I see you message.
Oh!
So, which has not been responded to yet, so I don't know if he's, like, a little alarmed by that, but I look forward to seeing how he reacts to it.
Yeah. They called Ty not saving Scott Pollard. I think they said in the episode, was it one of the biggest betrayals in Survivor history?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ty's innocent face just sitting there like... No.
Yeah.
No.
And then he never got to play that idol, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Joe went home.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, maybe it is a curse. Maybe it took out Joe Del Campo.
The curse of severe gastrointestinal distress.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Okay. So, talk to us about what we saw tonight, Michelle. Do you feel like that Desiree made a big blunder?
I don't know. I was in a situation kind of similar. I had been on the bottom of my alliance at the time. And I had went to Ty, who was also, after voting out Scott, kind of in a similar situation. And I had pulled him one-on-one and kind of pitched the idea of Aubrey, which bit me in the ass later. And I think just pulling somebody one-on-one would have been a bit of a better move. Rather, I probably would not have had the balls to go up to a full group and been like, guys, let's do this. I would have known that, you know, too many words against my word. And you can fight one-on-one, but as soon as you have four people against you, then your word is mum. So,
yeah.
Too many cooks in the kitchen for me.
And what about the counter side to that? On the one hand, this is like the wrong time to make them to propose the move. But what about the Laurel side? Is it the wrong time to accept the move?
I think Laurel made the right decision by calling her out. I would have talked it through with the rest of the people probably and been like, hey, do we call her out and get her out and have the rest of us strong, or do we decide to go the other route and, you know, go with her? So I think Laurel made the right decision for her in the long run.
Adam, where do you come down on all this?
Well, I think Des is an incredible liar.
Yes.
Like, there were four people telling the truth on the other side, and one person lying, and they still couldn't figure out who was telling the truth and who was lying. Four truth,
I kind of think
lie.
They did get anything.
Obviously, they voted her out, but there was some uncertainty.
I will say this. I think that she is the bravest liar. Like,
very brave.
She was
very
not, I am not, no.
She was not
No, this is what happened. I swear to God. I swear to God, this is what happened.
She gave it a go, and I think that's all you can ask for as a Survivor viewer is to see the people that you're watching on television give it their best go to try to get to the end, and not just get to the end, but get to the end and win. And she was trying to do that. She realized going with Dom and Kel, if that group gets to the end, what can she say at the end? So she gave it a go. I agree with everything that you guys have said about how she went about doing it, and maybe even the timing of how she went about doing it. But I think it was good for us as television viewers to see something like that happen.
When should Laurel make a move if she's going to pull this off?
So what I'm curious with about Laurel is, what is the long-term plan? Yeah. Is the long-term plan really to go to the Final Four with Donathan, Wendell, and Dom? Because if it is, she loses the game of Survivor. You have to imagine. I mean, Dom and Wendell will win that fight. I mean, one of them is going to go at four, probably, or with this fire thing. Maybe they both make it to the end. But that can't be the plan, right? So I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt and say that there's something else brewing up there, but that this isn't the right time, right? Maybe you have those two guys left at the final six or the final five or whatever, and then she says to the last remaining other person that's left, maybe it's Chelsea, maybe it's Angela, you know, hey, now's the time to get rid of Dom and Wendell because they're going to win the game if they get to the end. And then if it goes that way, she could have an argument at the end. But if she goes all the way to the end with those two guys, I can't see it happening, and I can't imagine that that's what she's thinking.
Right, and it's such a specific thing, right? We're imagining, like, even in the ideal situation for her, even in the ideal scenario where she gets all of her specific people at the end. You know, it's her and Dom and Wendell and Donathan, and then it's also Chelsea and Angela. And then, you know, even in that situation, she still is at a disadvantage because, you know, Wendell has proven to be insanely athletic, and, like, granted, he hasn't won any immunities yet, but it's like, you know, he's not going to do the ball balancing on a platform thing, but when it gets down to six and seven, it's a different kettle of fish.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's going to be risks no matter which direction you go.
He just likes to bring fish into things.
That's how I see the world.
Yes.
I was going to respond seriously too, but you got it there.
Yeah. Michelle, that we heard talk tonight of the threat of Guys Alliance versus Women's Alliance. That was a little bit of a thing in your season. I mean, how do you defend that? Because it's like it seems like that people are very concerned about it. And then, oh, now Michael's working with Dominic, so now we need to have a Women's Alliance.
Yeah, I think people have gravitational energy, and if there is a bravado happening with men, then that gravitate together, or like a feminine needs to stick to. Well, okay, but it is true. You know, when you're out there and you're stripped raw and you're finding a way to connect with somebody, you're going to go back, strip yourself down to the bare essentials and your basics. And what do you know, and how do you connect with people? And so if you're connecting with somebody on a personal level, the alliance falls in sync with that. And so I can see how the threat would be there of girls being with girls and guys being with guys. But I think that there is a comfort also in what you know. And so if you have a mixed bag in who you came into the alliance with in the first place, then you might stick with that because that feels like home to you. They kept calling themselves a family, and I think that that's a really genius kind of way to place yourself, because when you start calling yourself a family, other people see you as a family, and you put aside the friends who are on the side who you go to the bar with, and you say, yeah, I love those people, but I want to come home at the end of the day. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good analogy.
That was great. Yeah.
All right.
You were on a season with a lot of swaps and counter swaps and different swaps, you know, and then here we are at the final 11 or final 10, whatever it is, and they're saying Navidi strong or Malolo strong. Where do the loyalties lie? You know, where do the loyalties lie in those original tribes versus the swap tribes versus the merged tribes?
I mean, I think who you start the game with is really important, right? You build those early bonds, and you always have some nostalgia for them, even when you have swapped onto a new tribe. If you then vote on your new tribe, and you end up voting out one of those people that you had nostalgia for, like happened on my season with Figgy, you sort of, whether you choose to or not, group yourself with a different group, and then it changes the game completely. So I think people's sort of first instinct instinct is always going to be to side with what they know versus what they don't. But with swaps and changes in the game, if you turn on that one time, then it can flip everything. I don't know if that makes sense, but it matters and it doesn't matter, and yes and no.
Yeah, okay.
well said.
Thank you.
All right. Adam and Michelle, thank you guys so much. Always great to see you both. All right. I want to bring up next. I want to get together Jeremy and Val. The king and queen of Boston.
Yes.
Thank you, Michelle. All right, come up the steps, everybody. Come up the steps. Come on. All right. And then if you guys want to start making a line for questions, we'll start to get to some questions here. We still got people to get to. Here comes Jeremy. A big crowd to meander through. Cubs. Val and Jeremy.
How are you?
Hello.
Good. Here, you guys sit next to each other.
No.
We've All right. Steven doesn't want to be out of the middle.
Yeah.
Steven needs to be in the spotlight.
I'm tired of being outshined by Jeremy.
Okay. Jeremy and Val, how are you guys doing?
Great.
Good.
Yes. Val, enough about Jeremy. How have you been?
I'm good. I'm doing good.
Yes.
Busy, but good.
Busy. All right, Jeremy, how are you?
I'm all right. Thanks for asking.
Okay, good. All right. So have you guys enjoyed the Ghost Island?
I like it. So far, so good. My problem is that I don't have anyone that I don't like. I like everybody on there, so I don't have anyone that I want to see going yet.
There's nobody you don't like?
There's nobody I don't like.
Is the Survivor need to cast more unlikable people?
Yes. That's the move.
I'm sorry, what's that, Val?
I love it. It's my favorite one in a long time.
But who's your number one? Who are you rooting for the most?
Okay, I love Wendell.
Yes.
Yeah. I do love Wendell. But I like everybody. Usually at this point, I'm kind of, there's people that I hate and I want to see go, and there's people that I don't, like, remember when I go to the, you know, when they have their reunion that we were ever on the show, probably like people think mm-hmm. about me, but I'm not there yet. I like everybody and I can't really tell. Usually I can be like, oh, they're kind of gearing it towards a certain person, and I don't feel like that storyline has kind of evolved so much yet.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jeremy, Wendell's from the preseason said, I want to play a Jeremy game. Can you assess his game to this point? Do you feel like that he has done things the way that you would have done them?
So I've been trying to pull myself away from Wendell and say, you know, I've done everything in my power to say Wendell's not going to win, but Wendell was crushing it.
Yeah. And he wasn't really a factor in what was going on tonight.
And that's perfect.
Yeah.
That was great. This was one of the best episodes. Last episode, I said, Wendell's going to go home now. He's so comfortable, and he's crushing it, and now everybody sees it. And now it's a perfect time for him to step back and let everybody else fight. And he did. That was the best episode for ever.
Should he have played his idol for Desiree?
He only has one.
It's not the same bromance. It's not the same bromance. It's not the same relationship.
If Desiree played before with a winner and took a winner all the way to the end, then he should have played.
You know. But I think to speak to Wendell's credit, he does seem to have a knack for when drama is building, he's able to get out of it. Where, like, there was, like, it was like Dominic was fighting with Kellen and with Desiree, and he just wasn't a factor in any of that stuff that was going on. Nobody was talking about him.
I feel like, and that's a good spot, I feel like I was similar to that. I would sit back, and it was when Tasha and Cass were fighting, and then they would come and sit, and I was sitting back, and they would come and tell me each side of the story. It was unbelievable. And
that kind of happens in our house, though. Jeremy does that.
Yes.
He does that with the kids, too. So he has a lot to practice that other people might not have.
I'm an instigator at home. I'm an instigator. I start the trouble at home.
Why? Why would you do that?
Because I'm like a little kid. That's why.
Val, were you disappointed that they didn't put either of your idols on Ghost Island this season?
Wait. Because I already got her idol.
No, oh, you found it.
I found her idol.
I was hopeful that there would be some blunder of mine that would make it, but I'm glad no one had to have that same experience.
Jeremy, what did you think about the way that Donathan had to go and look for the idol that was in the middle of the shelter and the way that he brought other people in on that?
It brought me back to Kelly Wentworth.
Yeah.
But Kelly Wentworth did it right. She did it by herself and she grabbed it. I don't like how he had everybody in there, all his people in there, and now everybody knows he has an idol. And even if they thought he had one idol and he could kind of play with that and say, oh, I have two different idols or whatever, you can play with it, but he shouldn't have told everybody. You kind of keep that to yourself.
I feel like that's the last couple of seasons. Everybody tells they have idols. Like, mm-hmm. There's always like a multiple story of like, I have an idol.
I wonder if that's a new player thing, though. Yeah. Because my first season, like, I was telling Matt, I said, like, I'm going to find this, and it's going to be ours. I told John, this is going to be our idol. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But the second time I played, I wasn't telling anybody.
And Michael, it's interesting. It's a really interesting question. Like Michael said, you know, I think it's a mistake to tell people about your idol. And then on the other hand, you have Donathan who's doing it. I think you may be right that it's a new player thing. Like it's an exciting way to bring people together for new players. But for returning players, they immediately see you as a bigger threat.
Yeah, because everybody has an idol.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he's got, but I have two.
Yeah.
Jeremy, what about the way that Dominic handled after Laurel came to him about, hey, just so you know, Desiree is talking about she wants to flip against Kellen. Then do you feel like that drove a wedge at all between Dominic and Laurel where Laurel is like, I didn't want you to tell Kellen.
So what happened now?
So do you feel like, was that a betrayal of Laurel's trust for Dominic to go and warn Kellen about it? Like, Laurel could have gone directly to Kellen and said, hey, just so you know, but it was like she told Dominic about what was going on, not Kellen, and then Dominic went back to Kellen, and then Kellen came back and said, Laurel's a liar.
Yeah, I must have missed all that part. I was over there.
What you said. Don't make it like you don't know what's going on.
I think that's a reason, though, that like Laurel should have realized maybe she could have gone the other way and helped, you know, and maybe not got rid of Desiree, because it should have shown her place, and you know, and where she is as far as pecking order. So it might have been a time. I think she made the right move. Somewhat, but I think she could have started to pull different groups together, even if she didn't go, you know, hopefully for next time.
Yeah. Do you feel like that we're headed towards the Dominic and Wendell versus Kellen, Jeremy?
I could see that happening. I could see it happening. For all future players...
Oh, this is going to be good.
This is it. One-on-one conversations are the best. Stop bringing in everybody else to talk about everything. That's what Desi did, and she messed up her whole game. One-on-one, I would talk to Fish all the time, and I was like, we don't need to have these big conversations with everybody. One-on-one, and I'll talk to this person one-on-one, and like, let's do it like that.
Sometimes you need to get the whole group on the same page.
No, you don't.
Look, I went home because I tried to get the whole group on the same page, but sometimes you need to do that.
Yes. Jeremy, are you looking forward to when they bring Steven's Advantage back this season? That'll be exciting.
I can't wait for that. Yeah. It's going to be beautiful.
He just rewatched that, by the way.
Oh, boy.
That's what I'm doing.
He's showing it to your kids.
Remy does know who you are.
Yeah. You rewatched the whole season or just the time Steven got voted out? On YouTube.
I'm watching the whole season again. This is the first time, the second time I'm watching the whole season. So, like, I'm going back to all the feelings again. It's kind of crazy. I watched Steven's episode twice, though.
That's very sweet.
That was a good episode. Yeah. It was a double episode. Okay. All right. I want to get to everybody. You guys have anything else you want to get out there?
No. Thanks for coming to Boston.
Okay.
This is so
nice to have you guys here. All right. I want to get Bryce and Rodney together.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. Here, let me get a question over here, too, while we're waiting for these guys. Quick. A quick question. Okay. All right. Stephanie.
My question is actually for Bryce. Who is the season's daughter?
Now, hey. Don't spoil my whole feedback show with Bryce coming up. We're just going to talk to him for a little bit today. All right. Here is Rodney. It's Rodney and Bryce. How you doing, buddy? All right, get in here. Rodney and Bryce together on a podcast.
I love it.
Okay, all right. Rodney, how are you doing, buddy?
I am doing great. I'm a little tired. I just got in from Ohio, but if you're coming to Boston, brother, I told you I'd be here.
Yes! And Bryce came all the way up from Philly for this.
Wait, hold on. Quick question. Wait, where we at? We in Boston, right?
Yes.
I came from where?
Philly.
Shout out to the Philadelphia Eagles. We in the...
Boo!
Hey, Jeremy!
I don't want anybody throwing a battery up here. Please. Please, if I wanted that, I would do a Jets chant. We're not going to do that tonight. Save it for Thursday. Okay. All right. So what do you guys make of all this tonight?
All right. So I got one thing. Should I grab it?
Yeah, grab it.
Grab it.
Y'all know you got to bring Bryce back, right? Y'all know you got to bring Purple Pants back.
I want a question for you guys.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about all these swaps?
Do you like that?
Do you think it's too much?
I think they swapped one too many times this season. I think they should have let it play out longer and then swap for a little while. They need to get these people together for long enough to get a good hate into each other. So they want to flip.
I like the chaos. As a TV viewer, like as a player, it's very chaotic. It's very confusing. As a TV viewer, I just want like things happening on the screen.
Not enough things are happening on the screen. Yeah. But you don't like it?
I kind of would like to see maybe like just one season where no idols,
nope.
No swaps. You think it's coming. You think it's going to come, but it's going to come down to who is the best one-on-one social player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's like, you mean because like that's the reason you lost, right? Is because like you would have won that season.
Shame.
If it came down to the social player, right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Bryce, what'd you think about Desiree and the move she made tonight?
So prior to this, you know, every season I'd be having my family members.
Yes.
And you know, up until this, let me grab, you said grab it, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So prior to this episode, Desiree was my sis.
Yes.
But tonight, she was my sus. Sus, you doing too much. Girl, sit down. Like, she was way too hype. I think that short haircut then went through, got down to the bottom. Like, I'm like, girl, you done lying and then lied and came back and then said I didn't do it. Then said, no, there was Laura. I said, sis, I don't know what you're doing. So she became a sus. So, too much.
A sus?
Not, she was a sis.
Now she's sus?
Now she's a sus.
Source.
Okay.
Like
S-U-S-S? S-U-S-U-S. Source. You doing source. Too much.
That's too much.
It's a lot. Okay.
Bryce needs to play Survivor again.
Yeah.
One more.
Hey, Caitlin.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to Caitlin Moore, who's here.
Yep.
Got so many of these Boston Survivors on the show.
Yep. She's responsible for 85% of the Boston Survivors, so anybody in here who
has
wants a shot at the show, you have somebody to talk to tonight.
I don't think she went there.
No. Yes. Okay. All right. So that who are your favorites this season? You love Wendell, right?
That's my brother.
Yeah.
Yes. Come on.
Oh, Philly.
Yes, Philly in the building. Shout out to Free Meek Mill. Y'all didn't see me came home. Free Meek Mill. Wakanda for life.
They don't know. They don't know nothing about Meek Mill.
Come on, what you mean? Started from the bottom. Oh, that's Drake. My bad. Okay. But up, I'm loving Wendell. You know, yes. Wendell, that's my brother. Hey, Wendell. Sorry I couldn't beat her today. But I'm also loving Laurel.
Yes.
And so, and let me just say something. I feel like Laurel is keeping it together.
Yeah.
Like, she's going through a lot, bitch. When Desiree didn't change from Sister Source, Desiree said, bitch, what? Okay. And she kept, but what I like about Laurel is she kept the target off of her, though.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like there was a lot of inner, you see this? I didn't wear this jacket. You see this? It was a lot of that going on, and I felt like Laurel was able to deflect and kept it on Michael or Source. Can you say sus, bro?
Sus.
You got sus.
Sus. Desiree is sus now.
Teaching him a bunch.
Yeah. What do you make of Dominic?
I loved it. Right when Dominic said Fugazi, I fell in love with him.
Yeah.
And also, I love Donathan, too. Love him. Yeah.
That's sis.
I don't like the moves. I don't like the moves he made. He tells people about idols, and it's just, when you find an idol, I don't get this, like, you get so excited that you find an idol that you have to tell somebody about it. But, like, I don't know. Like, I just taught to keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
Do what your mother taught you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Hold it like this and keep your mouth shut.
Okay. All right, yo, Bryce.
Take it
Bryce.
Notes. All right, just take it notes.
All right.
yes.
Am I looking like a snack, Bryce? Am I looking like a snack?
All right, we're running out of time. I still got more people to get to. All right, thank you guys.
Love
thank you guys
you.
So
thank
much.
Thank you guys.
All right.
Daughter!
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's do Bob Crowley. And give it up for Jimmy T. The Mr. T. Thanks, bud.
Yeah.
All right, Tattoo. They want you to do the stairs. All right, here he comes. Here comes Jimmy T. How you doing, buddy?
Nice.
Okay. All right, and Bob Crowley is being escorted up here, and then we're gonna get the questions.
I was so excited to meet.
Where's Jimmy T going?
We've lost him.
Bob hurt his back getting to the chair. All right, Bob, we got 13 minutes left in the show. Okay. Oh, Bob has fallen off the stage. Bob Crowley has fallen. He made it. Bob, how you been?
Wow. Okay.
Okay,
I'd just like to start. I want to take control of this because Peg said, okay, you don't know anybody on the show right now.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on. And she said, make sure you say to Jack and Turtle Front.
Turtle Front?
Oh, yeah. Pretty close.
Or something like that. What was that? Peg, please stand up. This is Peg. Okay. This is why I won the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, slide back here, Bob. I don't know if we have you on camera. Come back a little further this way. Okay, get in the shot. Good. People want to see you.
This is scary.
Yeah.
Okay, All right. Do I have to do this?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to read your notes. I'm trying to take over because I can't remember anybody's name other than you. You're Jack?
Yes, so Jack. Yes. Jimmy T, how many times have you heard tonight? Boy, Malcolm, what happened?
I was one of those.
You know, I hear that reference a lot on your podcast, and it's actually a big compliment to me, but not much of a compliment to Malcolm.
I totally geeked out when I met Jimmy T when he walked in, and I said to him, you know, a lot of the fans say, he's like, oh, you want the Malcolm, and he lets down his hair, and he like,
I do got the Malcolm hair.
Yes. Okay. All right. So, Jimmy T, do you like this season, Ghost Island?
Yeah, I'm loving it as much as everybody else here, but I have one big different opinion than everybody else.
Yes.
It seems like you all saying, when's Laura going to make her move? When's Laura going to make her move? I think she's had plenty of opportunities, and she's starting to seem like Phil on Boston Rob season, where I'm just going to do whatever they tell me to. I'm going to tell them everything. Isn't she starting to build a reputation now as the in-house rat that goes back and tells Dominic everything?
Uh-oh.
No, no, listen. Think about if you're one of the other players besides Dominic and Wendell.
Yeah.
Right?
Why would you tell Laurel something, now?
Yeah.
Because you think it's going to get back to someone else.
Everybody else besides Dom and Dominic and Wendell knows that Laurel's going to come back and tell them everything.
Yeah. Well, it's
not a good thing.
It speaks to that if she goes to the end with them, she won't win. She won't be one of the people that gets votes, because people will feel like, even with her, like, hey, what did you do? We tried to tell you the plans. All you did is go back and tell them about what we tried to do. And so she needs to make a move.
I'm thinking when the rest of them decide they're going to make their move, she's going to be the Luca Brasi of the family.
She won't be in on it. Yeah.
I think that's right. Right. Like now that everyone knows that she's the one who kind of gave up that plan, like maybe they won't trust her anymore.
For the second time, this is not the first time she went running back to Dominic.
Yeah. Bob, you know who those guys are, Dominic and Wendell?
Dominic's the Italian one, and Laurel's the one with the long black hair, Bob. Sorry, Peg, I got to do your job.
Bob has lost the will to speak. Bob, get to it. We'll get somebody else up here. This is a podcast.
Why are we talking about my fake idol, for Christ's sakes? I mean, we got stuff to talk about.
Okay, what about your fake idol?
How come they didn't ask to use it?
Why? Well, I think that Randy would have had a conniption.
Right.
Yeah, that's
okay. No, how come they,
why?
Two fake idols.
Yeah, why didn't they put Bob's fake idol on Ghost Island?
No, I think they're saving that for one of those last breakings. That's a big one, Bob.
Yeah,
they're saving the best for last.
Oh,
everybody
God.
Just say yeah. Yeah, that's it, Bob. They're saving it for the end.
Okay, we're trying to take over the show.
Yeah.
We got two of you.
Yeah, well done.
Okay, Jimmy, quick jump in. Shut him up.
So there you are.
Well, Bob, it's an interesting position, right? Because, like, you were in that Onion Alliance, and you were sort of, like, on the outs of the Onion Alliance.
No, I was in the Onion.
Well, but you won.
No.
I mean, obviously, you were in something.
When you eat an onion,
right?
What's left over?
The skin?
The outside.
The outside, right, yeah.
That's where I was.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Hey, you work with me. I won.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, how are you, if you know that you're that, like, number four or five in the alliance, like, you obviously stayed the course and it worked out really well. Like, how do you know, like, you know, how to do that? How did you do it?
Okay, we're really behind schedule.
Okay, so I'm not really fast. Jimmy, take over from me.
I tell him how he did it. Bob wins immunity. Bob wins immunity. Bob wins immunity.
That's the answer.
Okay, you can throw us off because we've done our show. And
they're gonna throw us all off the stage very soon. So all right. So thank you, Bob. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Before they throw us off,
okay.
I'd just like to say thank you for all the fans of Survivor. Peggy and I have had great opportunities. We've raised great money for great causes. If you got a chance to donate to anything from the Durham Warriors Project to the Hearts of Reality to
Cancer survivors.
And thank you for not putting me up with Adam and Michelle, because they were really good looking.
Yes.
I will
be
back.
All right. Jessica and Nick, come on up. And we got a question also. Watch it. All right, Zvi, come on.
The big question is, can you tell these two people apart?
Hello, everybody.
Can anybody? Oh, my God, it's like twins.
All right,
hey guys.
Quick. A very quick question from Zvi.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Donathan, first, he tells Michael, He first tells Michael, let's look for the idol. And then he goes, he gets half the idol. He comes back. He brings in Laurel. He gets so many people to help him find this other half of the idol.
Yes.
Now, in the game, do we think that Donathan's in a better place now having the idol, but everyone knowing that he has the idol, or would he be in a better spot if he didn't have the idol in the first place?
Good question.
I think that just contributes to my theory that Donathan is a zero vote finalist, and I don't see it going anywhere else because I just think that's just shown that now he's going to turn on those four people that he just brought in really close. So I don't see it working out very well for Donathan. Sorry. Yeah. I think that's it.
Sorry.
I think he cooked his goods.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Jessica, how you been?
I am fabulous. Thank you, everyone. This is a fantastic night, and I'm so happy to be here, and I'm so excited to be sitting by these fine gentlemen.
Oh. Yes.
Thank you very much.
And Nick Iadanza, all the way from Australia. Yeah.
The winner of Australian Survivor.
I'm so...
Australian national hero has come to visit our wonderful country.
Someone who made it 37 days and still came 11th. So yeah.
Here, let me get another couple of quick questions.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yes. All right, here's Nicole. Not my Nicole.
Hi.
Yes. Quick question.
Do you think that Kellen Keller knew? She was digging her own grave, basically, when she told Dominic what to do. Because either way, Dez is basically the one to go.
Yeah, well, how bad was it to tell Dominic that...
Just to bark at him and say more of a we than I, because she was saying, basically, my girls are more important than you.
Jess?
Yeah, I do think that Kellen's approach there was a little bit strong, especially when you're trying to bring people in and try to convince them that perhaps what you're being told might not be true. You've got to not bark at them, because that's exactly what they're already dealing with, is someone telling them something and then you're telling them something without actually convincing them of it in a good way as opposed to an order.
Yeah, definitely. I've been in the hot seat plenty of times when I played, and the last thing you want to do is add more fire to that, add more fuel to the fire. You want to just kind of like relax and let people talk about you to your face nice and calmly. The more combative you are, the worse it is. Trust me.
Okay. All right. Let's do one more question. We gotta wrap this up. A quick question.
All right. I want to know from Steven, who do you want to find your vote steal advantage, and why is it Seabass?
And then Sebastian plays it correctly.
The reason that it's Seabass is that if someone else plays it correctly, I'll look like worse by comparison.
Okay.
Very good.
Jess or Nick, do you guys have anything else that you want to say about the episode tonight that we haven't touched on?
Listen, everything that's been said up here, I don't think I can really add to, other than this was an absolutely exciting episode. Yeah. I was worried. Like, I was afraid that it was going to be kind of a Monday
episode
because things have been so amped up and moving so quickly, and then to have this excitement happen, thank you, Dez, for bringing that.
Yes,
to us.
Thank you, Dez. Yes.
Thank you, Dez.
And sorry, Dez,
thank you, Dez,
for going home.
Even better, even better than Australian Survivor Dez tonight.
Impossible.
Tonight only. Yeah,
impossible. Okay, you could hear more about why Desiree lost this weekend with Jessica and David Bloomberg. Check out the shirt. Here, you're not on camera. You're not on camera over there.
Well, I got to show everybody here.
Okay.
Right. Very good.
There you go.
That's why David is right.
Okay.
That's right.
It says, yes, David, you're right on the back of the shirt. Yes. What everybody wants on their shirt. David, you're right. All right, Nick, anything else from the episode tonight?
Not the episode, but thanks everyone who has adopted this Aussie into a U.S. Survivor community. Thank you. My wife and I are very, very grateful. Thank you. And thanks, Robin, Stephen.
Okay. Stephen, I feel like we covered it all here tonight. Anything else?
I mean, what a show. Thank you, everyone, for coming. We have someone from Saudi Arabia, which is crazy. Someone here from Australia, which
even
is
crazier.
Maybe even crazier. And Rob, as always, thank you so much. You've created this incredible community.
Yes.
To be a part of it. And, you know, you've done this amazing thing.
Look. This was such a great turnout tonight. Such a fun event. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Everybody that's here, and then also everybody who's watching us also streaming tonight. So much fun to get out here and do these always with you guys. So we need a hashtag. Think about it for a second.
Sus.
Sus.
Sus. Sus. All right. Sus. Woo.
Sus. Can we spell that again, though?
Steven.
That was sus.
S-U-S. Steven, who got the fishy tonight?
So I actually had a big question about this, and I'd actually love your perspectives. On the one hand, like, Laurel sort of defined the episode by her decision, but I thought that she missed her chance. On the other hand, like, it seems kind of unfair to give it to Dominic. Like, he made the right call with Laurel, and he ultimately got his way, but it was so much Laurel's episode that to say Dominic gets the fishy seems fake. So, I don't know. Who should get the fishy?
Laurel! Laurel.
All right.
The weather.
Stephen, also, I was very upset that last Friday night, late in the evening, I had a vision, and I said, I tweeted to you, Stephen, who got this week's Fisheye Award?
That was great.
And you did not even respond to me.
Oh, it was so funny. It didn't even need a response.
Yeah, likely story. Okay. Thank you guys so much. We've got Desiree on the exit interview tomorrow.
Sus.
Friday afternoon, I'll speak with Ben Driebergen and get your feedback in for Eliza Orleans this weekend. Of course, the Wiggle Room is coming up on Monday with your wand offs. Thanks so much to Laugh Boston for having us out here. They were such great hosts. Thank you guys so much. The after party is here. If you're watching us live, come on down. We'll be here all night. Thank you guys so much. Looking forward to hanging out all night. Take care. Bye.